Greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos. I want to bring you a teaching today. Oh, this one's got a strange title, but I think it's going to really, really bless you. Churchianity goers are spiritual perverts. Churchianity goers are spiritual perverts. Yeah, let's discuss the concept of a pervert. Strong word, I know. I'll get there. Bear with me. In this case, a spiritual pervert. Now, the last few months especially, I often make the claim when I'm out street preaching that churchianity places modern pastors, denominational systems, non-denominational systems, all of them are spiritual perverts. Yeah, strong words, I know. God's word uses some strong words. What does that really mean? Or am I just being sensational and crude, you might ask? Well, actually, I'm going to take you right to the Word of God. I'm going to prove to you that spiritual perverts do exist and how today's pastors and most all of the churchianity people in the pews are indeed spiritual perverts. First, let's get this straight. In America, a pervert is mainly known today to become some kind of a sexual deviant. And that's true. But for this article, we're not talking about sexual perverts. We're talking about spiritual perverts. So get it right. Don't judge wrongly. Get it right. And they do exist. I'm going to show you that. The Bible is full of verses on perverse ways and people. Like this one here. Ready? Deuteronomy 32:5. And they have corrupted themselves, for their spot is not the spot for his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Jesus goes on to quote this, almost the same verse later. I'll read it. What does that word mean? Ikosh. Distorted, false, crooked, froward, perverse, twisted, distorted, perverted. That's what it means. So they were doing these things spiritually, perverting the word of God, perverting God's ways, making them spiritual perverts. Yeah, Satan and man always seems to corrupt God's word, making them spiritual perverts. 1 Kings 8:47. Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land, whether they were carried captives, and repent, and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captive, saying, we have sinned and have done perversely, we have committed wickedness. Yeah. Psalm 119:78. Let the proud be ashamed, for they are dealt perversely with me without a cause. But I will meditate. I will meditate in thy precepts. I love that. The word perverse. Yeah, to pervert the things of God. It's all over Scripture. Proverbs 17:20. He hath a froward heart findeth no good, and he that hath a perverse tongue falleth into mischief. Mischief means sin and wickedness. About 24 times the word perverse is used in the Old Testament. This last one here is a great example of the culture today in America and churchianity and its corrupt spiritual perverted ways. Ezekiel 9:9. Then said he unto me, the iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is exceedingly great. The land is full of blood and the city full of perverseness. For they say, the Lord hath forsaken the earth and the Lord seeth not. So yeah, they're acting out as spiritual perverts. Why? They've twisted, perverted God's word. And churchianity does this. Modern pastors do it. The denominations, non-denominations, they all do it. To their demise. What are they doing? What am I talking about? They're doing things like this. Ready? Things like promoting false gospels, Calvinism, Easy Believe, Greasy Grace, fake Jesus. You know, Jesus loves only, no wrath. Pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, worldliness, mixing it with the so-called people of God. Corrupt worship, you know, inventing false worship systems. Carnal music, false doctrines like preacher rapture. Bringing sports in and making them okay and calling it worship, and feminism and pride and vanity in their dress and friendship of the world and on and on and on and on is what we're talking about here. And I believe that this issue really matters. And why do I believe this issue really matters? Well, Jesus himself brought it up. You ready for this? He said, "These perverse ways void your worship." Mark 7:6-9. He answered and said unto them, "Well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching the doctrines and commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold to the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups and other such things ye do." And he said unto them, "Full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own traditions." Yeah, when you're a spiritual pervert, you keep your own traditions. You corrupt and twist the word of God. You pervert it. And we also have to realize that when people go twisting and perverting, they're adding and they're taking away from the word of God. It gets you what? Put out of the kingdom of God. You know that's true? Yeah, it's absolutely true. It gets you put out of the kingdom of God. Revelation 22:18-19. "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man add to these things," that's perverting the word, "God shall add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man take away from the words of this book," that's perverting, being a spiritual pervert, "God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from things which are written in this book." So the word perverse is used in the Old Testament many times. It's used in the New Testament by Jesus Christ himself. Ready? Matthew 17:17. "Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer with you? Bring him hither to me." Jesus calls out the perverse generation that didn't believe, that twisted the truth of God, that kept man-made traditions. They were spiritual perverts then. America's full of spiritual perverts today in the churches and the culture. That word in the Greek, diastrepho, it means to distort, misinterpret, corrupt, turn away from, to plot against, to pervert, to turn aside from the right path. Yeah, same concept as that word in the Old Testament. They pervert or twist the scriptures, making themselves spiritual perverts. Set for God's wrath, I need to add. This is what modern pastors do. How about this verse? Acts 20:30. "Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after themselves." Interesting. This is what the American culture does, and the churches, they're just like the culture. Philippians 2:15. "That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation." Actually, I said Jesus quoted that. This verse is more like the quote from Deuteronomy. Paul is saying in Philippians, "a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world." Yeah, it's America and all of its corrupt churches, full of a bunch of spiritual perverts. How about this one? "This is the condition of most all claimed Christians we meet in the street. 1 Timothy 6:4-5. But he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, wherefore cometh envy and strife and railings and evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such, withdraw thyself." Yeah, we're supposed to turn away from spiritual perverts, not be united to them. 2 Timothy 2:15 tells us a lot. Ready? "Study to show thyself approved, a workman, approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." I love that. That word rightly dividing, it's like the, in the Greek, it's a word that sounds like ortho, like cutting it straight. Like they straighten people's feet or straighten people's teeth. Ortho, straight. The truth is straight and narrow. And I love that, how the word is straight and narrow and the path is straight and narrow. Matthew 7:14. But straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth to life, and few, a puny that means, there be that find it. So ponder this concept of spiritual perverts. Maybe you've never considered this before. They do exist. They're on every corner in America. They're in the churches and they're all over the culture, whether they be churchgoers or not churchgoers. A lot of people are spiritual, but they don't go to church. Lest they repent, God is going to send them the way into weeping and gnashing of teeth on judgment day. Matthew 7:23, Jesus said, then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So think about this. And here's a fact for you. America is full of sexual perverts. We know that's true. America's Sodom too. And the Lord's going to judge her and the world. But it's also full of, as I've been saying here, hammer at home, spiritual perverts. And in fact, the reason there's so many sexual perverts is because there's so much spiritual perversion over many centuries, or the centuries America's been around. Pastors, they've watered down the gospel to fill up buildings. They've changed God's truth to be man pleasers. They've lowered holiness to scratch itchy ears. They've allowed sin to make more money. They allowed harlotry, feminization, and corrupt ways to make millions of false converts to prop up their systems and make their professions better. And they're all reaping what they've sown. Spiritual perverts lead to all kinds of other things, like sexual perversion. You do reap what you sow. That's what the Bible teaches. Go read the book of Galatians chapter 5. So don't be a spiritual pervert, whether you're a seeker and you think you're spiritual, corrupting God's word, making more ways to heaven, all this type of thing. Or if you're a churchianity person, don't corrupt God's word. I used to be one. Yeah, I used to be a spiritual pervert. I'll admit it. I used to corrupt God's word in my evangelical life long before I was born again. And even before that, I used to do spiritual things that were outside of God's truth. I had to repent, and so do you. What do we got to be today? We got to be Bereans, Acts 17. They're not spiritual perverts. They hold fast to the word of God. And they walk in the truth to be sanctified, John 17:17. The truth sanctifies us. You're not a spiritual pervert if you walk in the truth. Spiritual perverts love lies that are an abomination to God, Proverbs 6. And if you practice spiritual perversion and do it willfully, know you're doing it, and continue to do it, all your sins and your lies and your false man-made traditions, churchianity, churchgoers, modern pastors, the blood of Christ is not going to cover you. Go read Hebrews 10:26. It's not going to cover ongoing spiritual perversion. Last thought. God's word is so glorious. He deserves so much better than the spiritual perverting that's going on all over America and the world, in the denominations, 40,000 different flavors, modern pastors, false teachers on the internet. He deserves so much better. Don't fall into the trap of spiritual perversion. Repent, walk in spirit and truth, John 4:24, without which you're not going to please God. You're not going to know God. You're not going to find salvation in God. And that's what our website, don'tperish.com, is all about. Check out the Ecclesia gathering area. Check out the gospel. Check out the street preaching. We're headed out to street preach at an event tomorrow. Don't be a spiritual pervert. Don't be united to spiritual perverts. And spiritual perverts do exist. Harsh words, yeah. The Bible uses the word bastard. The Bible uses the word whore. There's sharp words in God's word. Guess what? God's word is a sword. It's double-edged and it cuts. I hope this teaching has cut you to the core. You flee from spiritual perversion, whether it's you or people you're united to, like your pastor, to walk in the Lord, in his truth, because the truth sets you free. Hey, I love you all. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. Till next time, may God be praised.